Doctor Who, The Space Museum, written by Glyn Jones. Episode 1, The Space Museum. Inside the TARDIS, all is strangely dark. Clothed in period garb acquired in the course of their previous adventure in Palestine during the Third Crusade, the Doctor and his companions, Ian, Barbara, and Vicky, are grouped motionless around the control console. Suspended in time, they are oblivious to the movement of the central column as the ship travels onward. A still, silent world of sand and rocky mountains. In a desert canyon stands a functional two-story building, circular in shape, and surmounted by an array of satellite antennae. Ringing the area's perimeter to form a compound is a line of rocket ships, all of varying size and design. Shielded from view of the building by a stony ridge, the blue police box form of the TARDIS materializes. Within, the travelers remain unmoving, but are now wearing their customary attire. The Doctor dressed like an Edwardian gentleman, his friends in comfortable 1960s fashions. Time unlocks. Disorientated, Vicky leans against the console for support, while Ian looks to Barbara.
Oh, lights.
Reacting to the gloom, The Doctor flicks a switch.
Oh, that's better. Ah, good. Well, now, we seem to have materialized much quicker than I thought. Don't do it.